The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It is the Savage Nation, and Trump's war began today. You might say that Trump's war began when he took that long, long road to the presidency. And I've been on that road with him from the beginning. And I'm proud to say that I watched him today at his first press conference, and he mopped the floor up with the members of the Society of Professional Globalists. They're not journalists. As you well know, they're all fellow travelers of the New World Order. You know these are the people who oppose the British people. I had the snot nose from BBC with his big accent from Cambridge, wherever he was from, try to out-Trump. Trump laughed at him when he said, I said, where are you from? He said, the BBC. He said, another great organization. And the British said, well, thank you, sir. In other words, they tried double sarcasm. CNN really got mopped up, which is what they deserve. They're nothing but a propaganda outlet. And it was discovered, by the way, today that the leak, alleged leak, about, there was a scandal that they thought they would nail him to a cross with. This was their Jesus moment. Do you understand what went on today? I don't know, many of you probably were working in order to pay for the welfare state that Obama created into the monstrosity that it is. You didn't see this press conference. I was just captivated, and I'm going to try and do my job for you today of showing you what Trump put up with and how he mopped the floor up with the press, because that's what they deserve. They all came with the same exact questions. It's as though they had a meeting in the dugout, and then they went out with the thing, Russia, 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 scandal, scandal, scandal. Turns out it was a false alarm. There was no scandal. As you well know, CNN ran with the fake news of alleged tapes of Donald Trump in Russia with hookers. I mean, let's be clear. It wasn't there. It didn't exist. Who leaked it? John McCain. John McCain should be thrown out of the Senate for this. The Manchurian candidate, John McCain, should be thrown out and be forced to move to the Phoenix Hilton for the rest of his life. He ought to become a busboy in the Phoenix Hilton in order to compensate for what he tried to do to this country. But let's put John McCain aside. The press conference is all. Trump's war is all. Today is the kickoff day, not only for Donald Trump and his battle for America, but for me. That's right. Just in time for today. I don't know how it worked out. It's probably God's will. I've been trying to get it up on my website before today. You can see the cover to my book that will be out in late February called Trump's War, His Battle for America by Michael Savage. And I'm going to tell you about the book today, about the wall, taxes, tariffs, deportations, Obamacare, guns, military strength, schools, abortion, religion. And what will the new president do? That'll all be on today's show from the godfather of Trumpomania, me, Michael Savage. But let's begin right now with Trump arguing with a fake news reporter from CNN, a member of the Society of Professional Globalists from CNN in clip number two.
That Michael Cohen of the Trump Organization was in Prague. It turned out to be a different Michael Cohen. It's a disgrace what took place. It's a disgrace. And I think they ought to apologize to start with Michael Cohen.
Since you're attacking us, can you give us a question? Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead.
Mr. President-elect, since you are attacking our news organization, can you give us a chance?
Your organization.
You are attacking our news organization. Can you give us a chance to ask a question, sir?
Go ahead.
Sir, can
quiet.
You state...
Quiet.
Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead.
Can you state categorically...
She's asking a question. Don't
Mr. President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
You're attacking us. Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
Can you give us a question?
I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you state categorically...
You are fake news.
Oh, God. He mopped the floor up with the CNN, which is what they deserve. They're nothing but the janitors of slime. No, listen, this is what we're in for now. Here's Jim Acosta, who should be, I don't know, if he has a tail. I don't know whether he actually has a tail inside his pants. It's possible he does, that he's been hiding all these years. But if Jim Acosta has a tail inside his pants, as I suspect he does, he ought to tuck it into his trousers and leave town as fast as he can. He will never be the same after this. What a wonderful day it was to watch the press conference. If you saw what went on there today and you really want to sound off on Trump's war against these society professional globalists, you know, they like to consider themselves professional journalists, but they're all and one virtually on the same exact bandwidth. They're saying the same exact thing. They tried first to slam him for a scandal in Russia that didn't exist. Then they tried to start and ignite the war with Russia, the Democrat talking point. They didn't get anywhere with that. They had nowhere to go after that. They reached a new low today, by the way. And if you watched the press conference, the first press conference of the new president, and you have anything to say, the phone number is 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. The one off note for me was the lawyer he brought out, the tax attorney, to discuss his business interests and the disengagement from them. And this, I thought it was a mistake. I know why he did it. First of all, I've never seen a president or an incoming president ever bring out someone to speak for him in the middle of a press conference. That was an odd move. I'll be very clear, I didn't like it. Secondly, she was terrible. She may be a fine tax accountant. She's a terrible public speaker, and she did not do him a good service. I know what Trump and his people were thinking. They put her up there to blindside the press, to hit them with so much information about the tax code and taxes and divestment that they didn't know what to say after that. I get it. Strategically, it was smart, but visually, it was not smart. Okay. But how did you think Trump did is the real issue, because I think he did great, and I think it set the tone for what's coming. Now, Trump's War Has Battled for America by Michael Savage. I told you I was working on a rush job on this book. Virtually from the day he was elected, my publisher begged me to do this book. They said, can you do the book in time? I said, yes. Well, what is this book about and why do you need it? Well, will he build a wall? Will he impose tariffs on China? Will he deport the millions of illegal aliens? No. Will he deport the illegal aliens in prison as he said he would? Probably. Will Obamacare be gutted? Yes. Will he repeal any attempts to limit our Second Amendment? Will he protect our guns? Yes. Will he increase our military's posture and strength? He's already done so with the incoming defense secretary, who is a real war man, a real warrior, and a scholar and a gentleman, as opposed to these, you know, there's almost no words I have for what's been done to this country under Obama, so I'll skip it. What about schools? Will he save our schools from the indoctrination that is poisoning our children's minds? What will he do about abortion, late term or otherwise? What about religion? Will the churches be protected in this country? You know, last night I saw an amazing documentary on the History Channel about Hitler's war against the Catholic Church. Some of it I already knew because I've been a great defender of the Pope of that era, Cardinal Pacelli, one of the great popes of history. And I was going to do an entire show today on Cardinal Pacelli, who became the Pope during World War II. What you don't know is that the left-wing scum of that time tried to say that the Pope of that time was Hitler's Pope. And then it was revised again in America in the 60s when a play was done in America smearing that Pope, saying that he was Hitler's Pope. And then it was done again by the liberals in New York City who still to this day say Hitler was a Christian. All of it is a big lie, a big fat lie. And I will do a whole show on Cardinal Pacelli, who became the Pope. He was the greatest Pope in modern history for what he had done. And I defended him 20 years ago, 15 years ago on the show. I'll defend him again tomorrow. But what was done against the Catholic Church by Hitler is something that should not be lost to history. Do you know that when Hitler invaded Poland, he had his murderous bands kill all of the Polish priests? He said they would be given a bounty for every priest that they killed first. You didn't know that. You don't know any of this. You don't know how many Catholic priests were put into the concentration camps. All we know is that 6 million Jews were killed, which is true. But you don't know is 9 million others were also killed, which I have told you about on the show many other times. What does that have to do with Trump? I don't know what it has to do with Trump. I do know this, that religion will become stronger under Trump. People will be proud to be seen in churches and synagogues again. It will be great to be a Jew in America again. Instead of hiding it, you'll be able to show it. You'll be able to wear your kippah. You'll be able to be a Jew again in America. As a Catholic, you'll be able to be proud to be a Catholic again. Now, my book, Trump's War, is an essential tool in your battle to restore your faith in America and to restore your own dignity in this country. Why do I say that? Because if you buy my book, and I want you to, I'm being very clear about it, Trump's War is Battle for America, you take it to work, you put it on a coffee table, you will trigger debate, you will trigger discussion, you will trigger discussion like you've never seen before. And I will examine the initial appointments, speeches, tweets, and history of Donald Trump, which I've done already, and I'm going to offer you my insights and analysis in Trump's War. Many people consider me to be the determining factor in driving Trump over the finish line by having motivated millions of undecideds and the deplorables who would have otherwise sat out the election. And my book, Trump's War, provides a crucial first look at the early direction of the Trump presidency. And I'll tell you much more about it today, and I will tell you that the vast army of Trump voters must now galvanize around your ideals and make sure that your voices are heard in Congress in the months ahead. See, that's our battle. Trump has a war, no question about it, but we have a war as well. You see, he faces relentless opposition from special interests in both parties who stand to lose billions or trillions if Trump's America First policies become the law of the land. Not only will Donald Trump have to overcome progressive ideologues and the neoconservative ventriloquists, both in the media and in the Congress, but these neoconservative ventriloquists need to be exposed. He also needs to fight the connected corporate interests and a military-industrial complex bent on permanent war. He will also have to fight progressive beliefs even he and his otherwise conservative appointees have unwittingly begun to accept. And my book, Trump's War, I've been on the front line of this fight for decades, and I know what Trump and his administration are up against. And I lay out a plan and a path to victory for the new conservative American revolutionaries in Trump's war. And I want you to understand that we're all in this battle together. And today we're going to talk about the press conference. We're going to talk about what you thought of the press conference. We're going to talk about what you think Trump's war must become and what it is. All this and more right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
You're listening to Michael Savage. Coming up at 3, it's Mark Levin on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
I think it was disgraceful that the intelligence agencies allowed any information that turned out to be so false and fake out. I think it's a disgrace. And I say that. And that's something that Nazi Germany would have done and did do. I think it's a disgrace that information that was false and fake and never happened got released to the public. As far as BuzzFeed, which is a failing pile of garbage, writing it, I think they're going to suffer the consequences. They already are.
Okay, so BuzzFeed, owned by a bunch of the lowest form of human life, put out a fake story about Donald Trump in Russia, making up a whole story about him. And, of course, CNN ran with the story because they're also a pile of garbage, as you well know. Just take a look at who's on that channel. And Trump just said something you've never heard a president ever say, which is wonderful. This is why we elected him. First of all, he speaks in plain English. He called them what they are, a pile of garbage. He did not parse words. He didn't make it sound polite. He's not a polite man. That's why we love him. That's number one. He also said that they're going to suffer the consequences. He's going to sue them. He will sue the slime. And I hope when he's through with them, they wind up where they belong, which is cleaning latrines in Syria. The phone number here is 855-407-2822. I asked you what you thought of the news conference. I really, really was amazed. I was captivated by it as I ate breakfast this morning. I couldn't believe what I was watching because it was just like the campaign. He didn't change form. He was the same Donald Trump. It was as though I was listening to him on the Savage Nation, and he will be on the show very shortly. I could promise you that. And I think that you have your own opinions of this. Dave in Florida on line 4. Dave, line 4. You're not happy with the press conference. Why not? Dave, line 4, WFTL. Okay, Dave is not happy with the press conference because Dave is dead. Dave was probably not alive to begin with. Let's go to KBET in Las Vegas. Lindsay, line two, you're up on the Savage Nation.
Hi, I am so fired up. I am so proud of Trump. This is why I voted for him. I am so sick of the political correctness from all the presidents, and I love the fact that he called out CNN, called them fake news, refused to take a question from them, didn't care about the typical etiquette presidents use where they often don't address the lies or the stuff about them. They think it's, you know, beneath them. And I love that he bypasses the media to communicate with us.
Did you see the jackals, how they tried to jump on him? I should call them lice. They look like lice trying to jump onto a cat. Did you realize what we just saw, that after 8 years of the slimiest president in American history, a man who's divided this nation and failed at every turn, they were silent. They were quiet. They were meek. Here is a man incoming as president, and like the lice they are, they were activated. Did you notice the change?
Oh, it was amazing. I cannot tell you how refreshing it is. I am proud to be an American today. I'm so proud.
All right, tell you what you're going to be proud of, Lindsay. You're going to get a copy of my new book, Trump's War, the minute it's out. Would you like that?
That would be awesome. Thank
Stay
you.
On the line. Okay, Jim, get her name. We're going to start collecting names today. They'll be the first to get these books. There's a caller I've got to take right now. This is really good. I mean, this is off the beaten path, but we have no open lines. People are very excited by what happened today, and I think that you're excited as well. KSFO, San Francisco, Bill, line 8. 20 seconds or less. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, it was so great watching President-elect Trump actually put this reporter from CNN in place, and he declared himself, I'm the new sheriff in town, baby, because they're going to run over the president.
What do you think the reporters did right after this when they got together and they talked with each other and shared their chaya?
I think they're jumping.
I know they don't drink coffee or tea. They drink some a non-caffeinated beverage, probably from the highlands of Nepal or Tibet, raised by, let us say, people who are not human because they don't want to drink anything touched by human hands. What do you think they might have done in the lobby with each other? Because that's what I want to talk about. How do you think they're going to behave after this? Are they going to get more aggressive or less aggressive? My guess, when I return, right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
All right, so there was a rumor going around yesterday that was released by this disgraceful pile of garbage website called BuzzFeed. Trump called him a failing piece of garbage. He sounds like he's going to sue them. How many people in the media know who BuzzFeed is owned by? Raise your hand if you know who owns BuzzFeed. Raise your hand, because I know. I just got it from a top source. And you're going to hear it first in the Savage Nation, because you don't know who owns it, right? You think you do. Who do you think owns this propaganda outlet that just tried to undermine Donald Trump with a lie about alleged sexual improprieties in Russia? NBC Universal just invested $200 million in BuzzFeed. Take a guess who started this pile of garbage. A Huffington Post alumnus. Did you know that? The same slimy people who ran the Huffington Post, when it was sold, one of the slime balls went and started this. And NBC Universal just invested $200 million in this slimy website, which just tried to smear incoming President Trump, and they're going to pay a huge amount of money in a libel suit, I can guarantee it. Now, what were they saying happened? They were leaking stories, and I saw them yesterday. CNN ran with it, that he was in Russia, and he was caught on tape with prostitutes. It was a complete lie. They made the whole thing up. And today, Trump answered it in clip four. Listen to this. This is a very historic day today. You had a president who's not even president yet. They try to rip him apart and destroy him before he even stepped into the Oval Office. Instead, he kicked them like footballs. He drop-kicked them all over the floor, as they deserve. They're lower than a football. Listen to four.
I was in Russia years ago with the Miss Universe contest, which did very well. Moscow, the Moscow area, did very, very well. And I told many people, be careful, because you don't want to see yourself on television. Cameras all over the place. And again, not just Russia, all over. Does anyone really believe that story? I'm also very much of a germaphobe, by the way. Believe me.
I mean, listen to what he just said. What he was saying is, he tells his own staff that when you go overseas, don't do anything stupid because there are cameras everywhere. So he's saying, do you think I'm stupid enough to do something knowing there's cameras everywhere? Then number two, he says, by the way, I'm a germaphobe, meaning, did you get that one as well? That he wouldn't touch another woman for fear he'd get a disease? I mean, come on. This is good stuff. But there's a bigger story, which is who leaked information from the intelligence community. We think it's John McCain. We think John McCain is the man who did it. There's evidence it was John McCain who leaked it to destroy Trump. We think it's time for John McCain to be censored by the new Congress and thrown out of Congress before this gets ever any worse for him, because I suspect that he made an enemy that he's not going to be able to take on. Top of the Drudge Report, demented McCain turns dirty. Media and CIA fall for golden shower hoax. Spooks get trolled. Spy agencies exposed. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. Even Russia came in today and slammed the nonsense claims being made about a perverted hooker romp. It's all made up. And the man who did it is none other than the Manchurian candidate, the craziest man in the history of the Senate. Crazy. This man is as crazy. You know, they say that even a two-penny clock gets the time right twice a day. This one is a one-penny clock. I did what any citizen would do. Did you hear this story? I did what any citizen would do, says John McCain. I did what any citizen should do. Sworn Trump enemy John McCain admits he handed smear dossier to FBI because he had no idea it was credible. I couldn't make this up. 80-year-old lunatic, anti-American lunatic, admits he handed a document outlining claims of Kremlin blackmail to FBI. He said he was simply a concerned citizen, said the 80-year-old lunatic. Brief statement claims that he received it and gave it directly to FBI Director James Comey because he was, quote, unable to make judgment about accuracy. Can you believe what this... Do you realize a sitting senator smearing an incoming president says, I had to give it to the FBI because I couldn't make a judgment about it? Are you listening to this? It gets even better. A Washington reporter is saying that a former British ambassador to Moscow actually handed it to McCain. The British ambassador has not been named. And the author of the report also gave to the FBI agent that he knew at its station in Rome some months ago. The report was apparently paid for first by Republican enemies of Trump and then by Democrats. Did you hear what I just said? Ryan, did you catch that one? This fake report about sex romps that never happened was first put out by Republican enemies of Trump and then by Democrats. And at the risk of your displeasure, ladies and gentlemen, I need to go back to the description of my forthcoming book, Trump's War, for one paragraph. What did I say to you in the book description? He faces relentless opposition from special interests in both parties who stand to lose trillions if Trump's America First policies become the law of the land. Not only will Trump have to overcome progressive ideologues and the neoconservative ventriloquists, connected corporate interests, and a military-industrial complex bent on permanent war. It's all in Trump's war, and I suggest you make a statement and you go right now to Amazon and you order a copy in advance. I need to drive this up to number one within a few days. Why? Think of the message that will be sent out to the world if a book entitled Trump's War suddenly becomes number one on Amazon 7 weeks before publication. His battle for America. I wrote it for a reason. You're the reason, not me. I don't need a new car. We need a new president who has the power to take over this country the right way. What a day this has been. He says he's a germaphobe. Now, we're now going into John McCain, who must be censured for this. Listen to clip five and what your new incoming president says about the info leaks from Intel briefings in 05.
I saw the information. I read the information. It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen. And it was gotten by opponents of ours, as you know, because you reported it, and so did many of the other people. It was a group of opponents that got together, sick people, and they put that crap together. So it should never have been, number one, shouldn't have even entered paper, but it should never have been released. But I read what was released, and I think it's a disgrace.
You hear this? So they made up a story about him with sex romps, which everyone's denying, including Russia. It never happened. There is no tape, no nothing. It's just not there. It doesn't exist. And here's the first day of his press conference. He had to put up with the members of the Society of Professional Globalists. It was very sickening. Have you ever seen anything like this in your entire life? A group of jackals like this? Linda, on KSFO in San Francisco, what did you see today at that press conference?
Oh, God, Michael. I'm so fed up, I can't take it anymore. The visceral, I'm 63 years old. I've lived through, quite a few presidents, okay? And oh, my God, I mean, we're headed for complete destruction and revolution. I mean, there's so much hate and visceral from everything that's going on. The media is taking over our lives. People no longer possess common sense. It's really scary, Michael. I'm very upset.
Well, what are you upset by? You're upset by the jackals in the media, but weren't you happy that Trump mopped the floor up with them?
Absolutely. But on the other hand, he needs to sort of soften his approach to the media because they have a right to ask questions and get answers. Now, he has the advantage of giving the kind of answers he wants to give. But give an answer. Don't sit there and...
But wait, but they were asking questions about a fake story.
Okay, then answer it. Put the guy in his place and say, hey, this...
What kind of media is it that would run with a fake story about sex romps in Russia without even checking their sources? And then try to embarrass a man who isn't even president yet? Why would they do that unless they were trying to smear him? I disagree with you. Sure, they could ask any question they want, but is that a dignified question to ask when the whole thing was fabricated to begin with?
Absolutely not.
All right, well, there you go. I don't know who you're more upset with. First, you sounded upset with the media. Then you sounded upset with Trump. Now you sound like you're generally upset. I'm sorry you're having a bad day, but I can't help you with that. I just can't help you with it. The sun's out in the Bay Area. Take a deep breath. Go take a walk here. The rain stopped. It's sunny. It's beautiful. I just took a long bike ride. I feel great. WABC Vance, New York City, line one. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. You're the perfect person to debunk this whole Trump era nonsense. I just heard you say of this nonsense about the Washington Post reporter who supposedly got this information from some unnamed British diplomat. I read last night on Twitter that the hackers in their 4chan forum were laughing their heads off and enjoying, but kind of regretting that this story had spiraled out of control. Apparently, or allegedly, a hacker, using the name handle Anonymous, created this story. He pretended to be an anti-Trump person, created this nonsense, this whole urine scandal story, gave it to Wilson from BuzzFeed. I even contacted Mr. Wilson last night because I wanted to get to the bottom of this nonsense. Well, of course, Wilson didn't answer, but he knows there's egg on his face now, and these idiots from the Washington Post and CNN who are circulating this like it's an actual valid story.
That's my whole point. Why would they then run with a rumor like this and try to destroy a man without even checking? What does that tell us about these people?
Yeah, exactly. You're professional, supposed to be investigative reporters from CNN, arguably the biggest news network in the country, and you don't bother finding out that it was hackers who did this as a joke?
Unbelievable. Now, how did you find out it was hackers who invented the story?
It's on Twitter. The handle was on Twitter last night, and the guy even, the person who posted it, there's an actual, if you give me, honestly.
Did you hear my disclosure in the last segment of who, did you hear my disclosure who owns BuzzFeed?
About this. The communications between these guys are on this.
No, no, Vance, slow down. Vance, listen to me. Vance, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Vance, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Did you hear my disclosure in the last segment of who owns BuzzFeed?
I did not. I just walked in the house and turned on the radio.
It was started by HuffPo alumni. Did you know that?
Did not.
And NBC Universal, which also owns Univision, the Mexican outlet, NBC Universal just invested $200 million in this crap website. So now it's NBC News that now owns this smear, and they're going to be sued by Trump as sure as I'm sitting here. Okay, my friend, I'm going to send you a copy of my book, if you can name the title. Did you hear about my new book that's coming out, Trump's War?
I just walked in the house.
You're behind the times. Okay. All right. 855-400-7282. It was a press conference that you'll never forget. And it showed you why you voted for him. You will see why you voted for him. He stuck to his guns. He mopped up the floor with them. And all they kept on with the same thing over and over again. Putin, 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 Russia, Russia, Russia. Sex scandal, sex scandal, sex scandal. None of it was true. None of it was true. There wasn't an iota of truth in it. I want to go back to some of the sound because I think if you missed it, and many of you don't listen for longer than a few minutes. I get that. He got into a shouting match with a guy at CNN. The guy will never be the same after this. It's like the guy entered a ring with a giant, and he got smeared. Jim Acosta will never be the same. But with regard to BuzzFeed, I want to play clip three. Listen to what Donald Trump had to say about this big lie in 03.
I think it was disgraceful that the intelligence agencies allowed any information that turned out to be so false and fake out. I think it's a disgrace. And I say that. And that's something that Nazi Germany would have done and did do. I think it's a disgrace. That information that was false and fake and never happened got released to the public. As far as BuzzFeed, which is a failing pile of garbage, writing it, I think they're going to suffer the consequences. They already are.
Okay, he's suing them. That's my guess. Probably his family will sue them for defamation, and he'll win. BuzzFeed is finished. $200 million of investment by NBC Universal just went out the window. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You're listening to Michael Savage. Coming up tomorrow morning from 5 to 9, it's the KSFO Morning Show on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
We have breaking news on the Savage Nation about the attempted smear campaign the attempted smear campaign that was put out by BuzzFeed, or BuzzFeed if you want. Zero Hedge is reporting that a group called 4chan claims to have fabricated the anti-Trump report as a hoax. It's very important. In a story that is getting more surreal by the minute, a post on 4chan now, I guess that's a hacking site, is that correct? Yes. Claims that the infamous golden shower scene in the unverified 35-page dossier allegedly compiled by a British intel officer, was a hoax and made up by a member of the chat board as fan fiction and then sent to Rick Wilson, I don't know who that jerk is, who proceeded to send it to the CIA, which then put it in their official classified intelligence report on the election. Listen to me. This tells you more about Clapper and the CIA, Brennan was running the CIA. This tells you why Brennan at the CIA has not been able to stop one terrorist attack that we know of. Because they're too busy trying to smear patriots like Donald Trump. And here is 4chan's explanation of how the story came to light. Well, I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to read it because it's dirty, it's disgusting, and it's sick. The sickest part is that the CIA of the United States of America put this in their official classified intelligence report on Russian involvement in the election. It just shows you what jerks work for the CIA. It's fiction. The CIA is so riddled with morons that they concluded that the Russians planned to blackmail Trump with the story that they made up. That shows you what we have become under the worst and most devious president in American history. He has destroyed every agency he has touched. Donald Trump is the only man that can save us from this demise.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
If Putin likes Donald Trump, guess what, folks? That's called an asset, not a liability. Now, I don't know that I'm going to get along with Vladimir Putin. I hope I do, but there's a good chance I won't. And if I don't, do you honestly believe that Hillary would be tougher on Putin than me? Does anybody in this room really believe that? Give me a break.
All right, this is the press conference of press conferences, and America is reeling from what was disclosed today. We saw, perhaps for the first time, Americans on both sides of the aisle saw how low and disgraceful CNN is, how unreliable any of the reporters really are, and they have absolutely no reason to have any faith whatsoever anything they see on CNN or any of the other outlets that put out such false garbage, such as a sex romp in Russia, which was made up completely by hackers and then picked up by the CIA as fact and run on CNN just yesterday. But there's more to it than that. He got up and he talked about one of his lawyers, Michael Cohen. They smeared Michael Cohen by saying that he met with Russian operatives in Prague. Donald Trump at today's press conference said when he heard this, he asked his lawyer, Michael Cohen, to come in and show him his passport. And he showed him the passport. And Trump looked at it and said, you've not been out of the country. You haven't been to Prague. The whole thing was made up. This was made up by the same vermin in the media I've been warning you about for as long as I have been on the radio trying to save this country. Day in and day out, 22 years, my heart, my soul, and my mind. I've warned you what scum go into the media. Socialist, multiculturalist vermin. A violent gang. And now they have their target, so they think. Well, he mopped the floor up with them today. The one he mopped the floor up with most was this creature called Jim Acosta. Listen how he handled him. He out-Reagan Reagan by getting tougher and meaner in clip number two.
That Michael Cohen of the Trump Organization was in Prague. It turned out to be a different Michael Cohen. It's a disgrace what took place. It's a disgrace. And I think they ought to apologize to start with. Michael Cohen.
Since you're attacking us, can you give us a question? Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead.
Mr. President-elect, since you are attacking our news organization, can you give us a chance?
Your organization.
You are attacking our news organization.
Your organization.
Can you give us a chance to ask a question, sir?
Go ahead.
Sir, can
quiet.
You state, can, Mr. President-elect,
go ahead.
Can you state categorically?
She's asking a question. Don't
Mr. President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
You're attacking us. Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
Can you give us a question?
I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you state categorically?
You are fake news.
That's it. End of the story. He's been fake from the time he was born. At parturition, he was fake. So this is what we're going to face now. Fake newsers getting up there, getting outraged with righteous indignation, you know, false righteous indignation at that, trying to roll him over, and they're going to find out what they're facing here. He's not going to be polite to them, and he's going to call them out for what they are. The phone number I will not give you because there's only one open line. There it is. Grab it, line 6-855-407-282. We've got loads of people waiting to call about this press conference. Paul on WABC line 5.
Hi, Dr. Savage. Thank you for taking my call. I'll tell you the truth. I think it's great because the press has been picking fights with Donald Trump for over a year now, and they lose every single fight. So this is just going to accelerate the demise.
Did you see it today? Did you have time or were you working? Did you actually see this conference?
No, I did not. No, I did not.
All right. Well, I'll try to catch some of the reruns tonight. I'm glad I could play some of it for you on the show. And if you catch it tonight, you're going to wait. And, well, you're going to not believe what you're seeing here. You're just not going to believe what you watched tonight. KSFO, Jill, San Francisco. Go ahead on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, I just want to say I totally agree with you. I'm just, it's so refreshing to finally see a strong man speaking for us, standing up, pushing back against the lying media, even going back into the Bush years. They never really stood up for themselves either. And for the past 8 years, we get nothing. The media lies. None of our Republicans have been standing up and pushing back against Obama's horrible, devastating...
But wait, but Jill, didn't you hear what we learned today, that this fake story about Trump originated with Republicans who opposed him, and it was leaked by John McCain? Didn't you hear that?
Yeah, I did. That's what makes this even more exhilarating, that Trump, he's just not going to take it from anybody. And I just can't even believe this is happening. Like I said, even going back into the Bush years, we never saw this. And now, finally, he did not cower. All of our Republican leadership over the years have just cowered. They don't push back.
No, you see, what I'm saying is they're not cowering. They're part of the problem. They are the opposition. The Republican Party is the opposition.
That part of it may be, but I'm hopeful that he's going to root all that out. I'm also hopeful that he gets in there and cleans out our intelligence agencies.
Oh, boy. Now you know why we've been subject to so many terrorist attacks in America. When you've got people like Clapper and you've got people like Brennan running intelligence agencies, which basically are turned over completely to Obama's... They're handmaidens of Obama. They were basically put in business to smear the enemies of Obama and the Democrat Party. They did nothing to protect the American people so far as we know. That's what's coming out so far. Listen, I'm going to send you a copy of Trump's War, his battle for America, which will be out at the end of February, so stay on the line. Here's a terrible story I have to tell you about. It just came out minutes ago. It's a sad and sick story. I don't even want to read it. It's from Los Angeles, CBS Local. An illegal immigrant is on the run accused of raping a 5-year-old California girl. An illegal alien from El Salvador, suspected of raping a 5-year-old girl in Fullerton, who is on the run today. Rigoberto Arevalo Cubayas, age 30, was just identified as a suspect in what Fullerton police say was a possible sexual assault after officers responded to an out-of-area hospital back in December. Investigators say this being, who is undocumented, may be in possession of a fraudulent California driver's license, and he was suspected of engaging in sexual intercourse or sodomy with a child under the age of 10 years old. Now, wait a minute, it gets even worse. Cubayas has an outstanding $50,000 arrest warrant for a DUI from 2014 under the name Jose Cubayas, and police say he uses multiple aliases in this dumb country of ours. Jose Cubayas, Jose Joe Cubayas, Arevalo, Jose Roberto Cubayas, whatever. Detectives say they believe that Cubayas knows he's wanted by police and he's on the run from law enforcement. They believe he ditched his car and cell phone in an attempt to elude authorities, raped a 5-year-old girl, committed sodomy with her. Are you ready for his description? Because I'm going to give it to you. He's not a man. He's not just a man on the run. He's a male Hispanic, 5'7", 185 pounds, black hair and brown eyes. That should limit it to about 2 million people. Anyone with information on this piece of garbage is asked to call Fullerton Police Department Detective Karen Wright at 714-738-6754 or anonymously call Orange County Crime Stoppers. I want that wall built yesterday. Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall. And number two, it's all in Trump's war, his battle for America. And this is as important as building the wall. Deport the 30% or is it 28% of prisoners who are illegal aliens who are currently in prison. all the Jose Caballeses need to be thrown out of America. We need to get those deportation buses running as quickly as possible. I live in San Francisco, and there's a defunct Department of Homeland Security office that I often walk by on Battery Street. Beautiful granite building. It's a former bank. Well, before Obama became president, there used to be deportation buses outside that building. Big, big buses with cages in the windows, bars. Those buses stopped running under Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama destroyed our borders. He opened them up like a sieve, letting every rapist and murderer walk across the border and get away with virtual murder, killing Kate Steinle, raping, pillaging, whatever they wanted. Yes, I know most of them come here to work. I know that. But there's a hidden factor to all of it. For every worker that you see slaving in a restaurant or cleaning a garden, there's a family member at home who is not working at all. That family member is enjoying all of the milk and honey of the land that you are providing. You are the bees providing the honey for the illegal alien family. You are the bee breaking your back so those at home don't have to work. All they have to do is produce more children for the welfare system. Deportation of prisoners in the prisons first, then the wall, all at the same time. And by the way, Trump talked about the wall today. It was very clear. Robert, did you catch the wall one today? We get it for tomorrow. It was unbelievable. He repeated, we will build that wall. He will build a wall. He will lower taxes. He'll put tariffs on goods. He'll do deportations. He'll gut Obamacare. He'll save the Second Amendment. He'll rebuild the military. He'll save our schools from the progressive slime. He will cut back, as sure as I'm standing here, on Planned Parenthood's infanticide. He will make you proud to be religious again. That's what the new president will do. If you agree with me, buy Trump's war. It'll be out late February, early March, because I need you in the war to save the country, not only from the leeches on the left. The bigger problem is the Republican Party itself. The bigger problem than the Republican Party itself is the military-industrial complex. That's the challenge that we all face right now. Trump is not even in Washington. Did you see the flak he took today? Like a bomber pilot of World War II, he rode right through the flak. He rode right through the flak and he came out unscathed. It was a great day to be an American. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On defense. It's not a fence, it's a wall. You just misreported it. We're going to build a wall. I could wait about a year and a half until we finish our negotiations with Mexico, which will start immediately after we get to office, but I don't want to wait. Mike Pence is leading an effort to get final approvals through various agencies and through Congress for the wall to begin. I don't feel like waiting a year or a year and a half. We're going to start building. Mexico, in some form, and there are many different forms, will reimburse us, and they will reimburse us for the cost of the wall. That will happen, whether it's a tax or whether it's a payment, probably less likely that it's a payment, but it will happen.
There it is. Trump's War, His Battle for America by Michael Savage, available now on Amazon. I ask the question, what will the new president do? Will he build a wall? Check yes. Will he lower taxes? Absolutely. What about tariffs, deportations, Obamacare, guns, military, schools, abortion, religion? What will he do? Well, pay close attention to what you're hearing on the Savage Nation today, because I'm pretty much closer than you may think to what will be done. Not because I have the president's ear, but because I happen to know that he still listens to this show on a fairly regular basis. Let's put it to you that way. Just remember where the show reaches. You may hear it in your city. This show is live in New York City every day during drive time. On that station, on WABC, the show has been number one for a very long time in drive time. That means that everyone in New York City with an eye towards politics at some point tunes into this show. I would assume that includes all the president's men. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. The big story is how this lie about Donald Trump came up, came to be. It was created by hackers and picked up by the CIA. Frankly, head should roll today. The head of the CIA should be forced to resign. John, listen, this is a big story, and it's more about John Brennan than it is about Donald Trump. Anyone in the CIA who took this made-up story, the story made up by hackers, and then ran with it, should be fired immediately. But look, who's going to fire him? Obama? Are you kidding? You must be kidding. So we're going to have a new CIA director, a new FBI director, I would assume. He should get rid of Comey as well, incidentally. Because McCain gave the false story to Comey, and Comey ran with it as well, so far as I could tell. Don't assume Comey's on your side just because he attacked Hillary. He needs to clean house everywhere you turn. He has Jeff Sessions now in charge of the Attorney General's office. Wow. I can't wait to see who's going to run the FBI. Can you? Now, in clip number one, he argues with a reporter about tax returns. It's worth your time to listen to this one.
Do you believe the hacking was justified, and will you release your tax returns to prove what you're saying about no deals in Russia?
Well, I'm not releasing the tax returns because, as you know, they're under audit.
Since the 70s, I've never heard that.
You know, the only one that cares about my tax returns are the reporters. Okay,
you don't think the American public is concerned?
No, I don't think so. I won.
Do you believe the hacking?
I became president. No, I don't think they care at all. I don't think they care at all. I think you care. I think you care.
Did you hear what he just said? He said, I don't think the American... You see what they're doing here? They're going back to the campaign as though he has not won the presidency. And they're reading the same exact script that they read during the campaign. They won't let it go. WGAW Radio, Thomas Line 6, fire away, what's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I think there's a point that's being overlooked with this Trump-Russia fake story that was put out. And it's not so much that the media is going to rush to report on a news that they didn't verify and it's totally fake, but it's the fact that it's such a filthy, pornographic in nature kind of story. And it just really shows you where we are as a people, as a population in America today. This is like the norm, this dirty, filthy, raunchy stuff. You go back 20 years ago.
You mean who would even believe it but the filthy minds in the media, I think is what you're saying.
The filthy minds of the American public.
No one believes the story because it was made up by a blogger, and yet they took it as truth on CNN. And Buzzard Feed needs to be sued and put out of business. They need to be sued for $10 billion. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
All right, the real subtext of today's press conference is the false narrative, the lie, in other words, made up by hackers, picked up, run through McCain to the CIA, picked up by CNN, picked up by the vermin at the BuzzFeed. And I want to make a comparison to what happened with the Rolling Stone article of a number of years ago. Remember they wrote an article titled, A Rape on Campus? It was a made-up story. Remember what happened to Rolling Stone? Now, Rolling Stone used the same rationale in publishing the false story, A Rape on Campus, that CNN and BuzzFeed did in running this story about Donald Trump. If you recall, Rolling Stone published a devastating story about a brutal gang rape at the University of Virginia. Well, it went live, and other journalists who were real asked some real questions, and it unraveled the story. It was fake news. So a few weeks later, managing editor Will Dana of Rolling Stone, who released the story, said that they had lost confidence in the main source. So what does that teach us? It teaches us, the Rolling Stone story does, and now this BuzzFeed story, is that if you're a darn reporter, you err on the side of not publishing. You don't play the game of, you don't know the truth, so you're just going to run with the story. In the first defamation suit to go to trial over the Rolling Stone fake rape story, the jury did not find against Rolling Stone for publishing a poorly investigated story, but for leaving the story up when they had lost confidence in their sources. Did you hear this? There's another point to that story. If the court had not found that the plaintiff was not a public figure, then Rolling Stone would have been tagged for defamation on the original publication as the author was. So now let's talk about the Trump, the smear against Trump. Trump can't sue because he's a public figure. However, Michael Cohen, his lawyer, is not a public figure. And yesterday, BuzzFeed published unverified claims that President-elect Donald Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, met with Russian operatives in Prague in August 2016. Well, my friends, they are going to be sued, and they're going to lose big time. That's my opinion. Now, going back to another topic I haven't gotten to yet, at the same time we're watching the Trump press conference and reviewing it today on the Savage Nation, and, you know, if you haven't heard this one, I have to play it again. I don't even want to repeat what they said Trump did in Russia because it was all fake. Listen to clip number four again. It's very important.
I was in Russia years ago with the Miss Universe contest, which did very well. Moscow, the Moscow area, did very, very well. And I told many people, be careful, because you don't want to see yourself in television. Cameras all over the place. And again, not just Russia, all over. Does anyone really believe that story? I'm also very much of a germaphobe, by the way. Believe me.
Okay, he's making a joke out of a smear campaign. They said he engaged in some kind of perverted sexual acts. It was all made up by hackers. It did not stop John McCain from taking it to the CIA. And it didn't stop the CIA from releasing it. Wow, what a country we're living in. It explains a lot of what's going on, doesn't it? But let's put aside the sexual stuff, which is not true. It's about the intelligent leaks from the intelligence briefings that worries me the most. These are sick people to release intelligence briefings like this. And John McCain must be forced to resign immediately. Either he is senile, or, worse yet, he is a double agent. John McCain must be forced to step down. In fact, I would ask the Republican Party to hold a censure vote on John McCain, or worse, as soon as possible, and get rid of him. Let's play clip number five on the Savage Nation.
I saw the information. I read the information. It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen. And it was gotten by opponents of ours, as you know, because you reported it, and so did many of the other people. It was a group of opponents that got together, sick people, and they put that crap together. So it should never have been, number one, shouldn't have even entered paper, but it should never have been released. But I read what was released, and I think it's a disgrace.
Well, the New York Post is reporting right now that the ex-British spy behind the Trump dossier, the fake news, has just been identified. I don't know if he'll know the name. Ex-British spy behind Trump dossier reportedly identified today. Ex-MS MI6 agent Christopher Steele, who now works for the London-based private investigative firm Orbis Business Intelligence, had in fact prepared the fake document. Now, yesterday, CNN reported that a former British intelligence operative had been the one who compiled the memos in the dossier and that he handed them over to the FBI in Rome. What is in it? What's the big deal to you? The 35-page fake document includes severe allegations of misconduct about Trump's connections and activities in Russia, all made up, including the false story that he hired two prostitutes to perform a golden shower sex act in the same Moscow hotel bed that the Obamas once stayed in. All fake, all made up. According to CNN, the person who produced it was a former MI6 agent who was posted in Russia in the 1990s. They added that this sterling human being now runs a private intelligence gathering firm. Well, that's interesting. I'm sure he knows how to tie a Windsor knot very well. A diplomatic service list published by the British government shows that he was once posted to the UK's Moscow embassy with the title of Second Secretary Chancery, according to Forbes. Well, whatever. Former counselor in the foreign, blah, blah, blah. One of two directors of the company Orbis. There's no point in going on about this. It's a fake dossier about Donald Trump. He funneled the documents to the FBI and to officials in the U.S. and Europe. I'll tell you this. That company, Orbis, is going to be in a lot of trouble now as a result of this. We have a new president. It's not Obama who would approve of this kind of thing, in my estimation. So I can ask you some questions, but what's the point of asking? You know the answers already. You know that he is going to build a wall. He is going to lower taxes. He's going to put on tariffs. He will deport illegal aliens in prison. He will gut Obamacare. He will definitely protect the Second Amendment. He has already rebuilt the military with who he's appointed, Mr. General Mattis. The schools will no longer be, well, not immediately. This is going to take a long time. The schools will eventually cease to be indoctrination centers of, I hate to use the word socialism because it's much worse than that, and religion. I haven't really gotten to the religion part yet. I think it's going to be okay to be religious again in America very soon under Donald Trump, because he said something about the inauguration. He said right afterwards they're going to go to church or something. What a refreshing change that is from the creature that's exiting the White House right now. I have such contempt for Obama, it's hard for me to control it. I know I should. I know that there's no, you know, measure in doing it. But you know that almost 10 years of this man decimating this country has had its effects. You could see that in how the jackals appealed, tried to destroy Trump today and lost, by the way. But I want to go back to religion, religion, religion. If you are a religious person, a truly religious person, a believing person, Christian or Jewish, you know that under Obama, you've been ashamed to admit that you're religious. It's become sort of laughable, except amongst your closest friends. You've probably hidden your cross. You'll probably never admit that you go to church to people because you're afraid you'll be laughed at by the vermin on the left. You, like, look at every movie. Every movie that comes out, there's a mockery of a Christian. This will stop. I saw a movie the other day. I don't even remember the name of it. It was okay for a while, but one of the sisters picks up, she's going to a Thanksgiving dinner at the family. And she doesn't have a boyfriend. She's very beautiful, but she is a zany girl. She doesn't ever have a boyfriend. She picks up a soldier at an airport and takes him to dinner because she's ashamed to show up alone, and the whole family thinks she's a bit of a whack job. Well, as the dinner begins in this movie, Alan Arkin was in it, a big deal. He ought to play John McCain. That's the only thing left for Alan Arkin is playing John McCain. They're about on the same mental level. As the fake dinner begins in the movie, Thanksgiving dinner, the soldier character says that he would say grace, because someone says it in a joking way. Yeah, thanks for the food, now let's eat. The soldier says, can I say it in my way? And he starts to actually say a prayer about God. And guess what happens next? The drug addicts in Hollywood then turned it into a laugh line, mocking the soldier, the Christian soldier with the patch on his arm, the American flag. They turned him into a jerk. They tried to turn him into a jerk. That is over. Those days are over. I can guarantee you as I stand here, the rats in Hollywood are going to start to scurry in another direction, because one thing is for sure, it's all business for them. And if he cuts off their tax credits, which is liable to happen, believe me, there's a lot he can do to put those guys in line down there in Hollywood. He can do it through taxes and whatnot. He can do an awful lot to make sure that they stop bashing America and religion in this country. So I think that, yes, religion will become respected again in this country. One thing is 100% sure. Being Jewish in America is going to be a lot easier for Jews under Donald Trump, not harder. Do you remember how they tried to smear him and they called him an anti-Semite? Can you believe that one? His daughter, Ivanka, married an Orthodox Jewish man named Jared, who actually doesn't work on the Sabbath. I don't know if you know that. They actually turn off their phones on the Sabbath. They don't work on the Sabbath. They're as religious as you can imagine. And they're Jewish. His grandchildren are Jewish. They try to call him an anti-Semite. And that lie ran around and around and around like a ping pong ball over and over again. It went around and around and around like a ball inside a machine. It wouldn't stop. And I'll make a prediction right now. This false narrative about Russia is going to continue. They're not going to let it go. I don't think they're going to let it go. They're going to continue to talk about it. John McCain says, I gave Russia the blackmail dossier on Trump to the FBI. Can you believe this story? He's actually boasting about it. It's a very important story. He's boasting that he did it. Senator John McCain admitted today that he gave the FBI a dossier detailing claims of a Russian blackmail plot against Donald Trump. The senile moron from Arizona, a longtime Trump antagonist, made the statement as questions piled up about his alleged role. Okay, so McCain now has to go. McCain must be censured in the Senate immediately, and frankly, he needs to be recalled. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. In a few seconds, I'm going to tell you about who made up the story and how John McCain played a role in this political smear, which has now backfired. The most important thing for you to remember today is the smear against Donald Trump is made up, number one. And it was derived from a former British MI6 agent who was hired from a political opposition research firm in Washington, D.C. Listen to me very carefully. This is according to Bernstein, who was doing work to smear Trump, both for Republican and Democratic candidates opposed to Trump. So it came from within his own party. How long have I warned you against the RNC? Why did I write Trump's War? Because he has as big a battle against the RNC as he does against the progressives. So listen to me very carefully about the following product. It's very important. If you happen to be longing for thicker, fuller, and healthier hair without the long wait, I have the answer. It's the brand new Provia Super Concentrate from Chamonix, and they created it with you in mind. It's a tiny bottle that packs four times the power of Provia's key ingredient for noticeably faster and more visible results. Listener Dorothea from Delaware says, I love Provia. I was self-conscious about my hair that I bought several wigs. Forever cleaning hair out of the shower, the sink, and off my pillow. Not a problem for me anymore. You see, revitalizing hair follicles and improving scalp circulation occurs naturally and without side effects. You're only one phone call or click away from stronger, fuller, younger-looking hair. Try Provia now. You're going to get the new Super Concentrate absolutely free with your order. Write it down, 800-543-5830, 800-543-5830. The new Provia Super Concentrate works or your money back, period, guaranteed. For this limited time offer, call 800-543-5830. Write it down. I'm only going to say it again. 800-543-5830. Again, 800-543-5830. WABC, Debbie, line 3. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
I thank you so much for taking my call, Mr. Savage. I've only been involved with politics since I've been listening to you and President Trump-elect has been running for office. I believe that this was a miracle from God, that this man has been elected president and won the vote, and I think because the Christians and the other religious people are so disgusted with the last administration that God heard our prayers. God has put this man...
I don't disagree with you. I totally think it's God's will that he won. He was the underdog. He wasn't supposed to win. He was vilified from the get-go. Everyone in the media except me. I'm the only one in radio who supported him from the beginning. Is that correct?
It is correct, and that's why I listen to you. And in the Bible it says...
Let's never forget that. All of the other Johnny-come-latelys ripped him to shreds for 9 months, and then when it looked like he was going to win, suddenly they were with him. No, just understand, I saw this too, and I took my chance with him. Not because he's perfect, but because he's all we had. He was the only chance to win. The others could not win. It's that simple.
Yes.
Debbie, are you a religious person yourself?
I am. I'm a faithful person, not religious. I'm faithful. I believe in God. I believe the power of prayer. I believe in what the Bible says. And if God put this man into office, no weapon formed against him shall prosper. And it just was proven by the press conference.
Wow.
Nobody's going to prosper by putting this man down. They're
No. He's too
good
for them.
He's too.
They tried. He mopped the floor up with them. Debbie, I'm going to send you a copy of Trump's War. It'll be out end of February. You can see it right now on Amazon. And I want you to put it on your coffee table and talk about Trump's War. He's got a big fight in his hands. And everyone in the army that elected him, frankly, now has to pick up the bludgeon and start fighting again. We saw why he won the election. We saw it today at the news conference. The only question is, why did he bring out an attorney to talk about financial information in the middle of it? I don't know. To me, it threw me off. I don't think it was necessary. I understand he did it to throw mud in their eye and get them off his back, and it certainly quieted them down for a while. Well, thanks for listening to the Savage Nation. All of you progressives, get ready because we're here, we're near, we're everywhere. We are the deplorables. Everywhere you look in the streets, there's one of us.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Today is the kickoff day, not only for Donald Trump and his battle for America, but for me. That's right. Just in time for today. I don't know how it worked out. It's probably God's will. I've been trying to get it up on my website before today. You can see the cover to my book that will be out in late February called Trump's War, His Battle for America by Michael Savage. But let's begin right now with Trump arguing with a fake news reporter from CNN, a member of the Society of Professional Globalists, from CNN in clip number two.
They had Michael Cohen of the Trump Organization was in Prague. It turned out to be a different Michael Cohen. It's a disgrace what took place. It's a disgrace. And I think they ought to apologize to start with Michael Cohen.
Since you're attacking us, can you give us a question? Mr. President-elect. Since you are attacking our news organization, can you give us a chance?
Your organization.
You are attacking our news organization.
Your organization.
Can you give us a chance to ask a question, sir?
Go ahead.
Sir, can
quiet,
you state, Mr. President-elect,
go ahead.
Can you state categorically?
She's asking a question. Don't
Mr. President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
You're attacking us. Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
Can you give us a question?
I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you state categorically?
You are fake news.
Oh, God. He mopped the floor up with the CNN, which is what they deserve. They're nothing but the janitors of slime. No, listen, this is what we're in for now. Here's Jim Acosta, who should be, I don't know, if he has a tail. I don't know whether he actually has a tail inside his pants. It's possible he does, that he's been hiding all these years. But if Jim Acosta has a tail inside his pants, as I suspect he does, he ought to tuck it into his trousers and leave town as fast as he can. He will never be the same after this. What a wonderful day it was to watch the press conference. If you saw what went on there today and you really want to sound off on Trump's war against these society professional globalists, you know, they like to consider themselves professional journalists, but they're all and one virtually on the same exact bandwidth. They're saying the same exact thing. They tried first to slam him for a scandal in Russia that didn't exist. Then they tried to start and ignite the war with Russia, the Democrat talking point. They didn't get anywhere with that. They had nowhere to go after that. They reached a new low today, by the way. What do you think the reporters did right after this when they got together and they talked with each other and shared their chaya? I know they don't drink coffee or tea. They drink some a non-caffeinated beverage, probably from the highlands of Nepal or Tibet, raised by, let us say, people who are not human because they don't want to drink anything touched by human hands. What do you think they might have done in the lobby with each other? Because that's what I want to talk about. How do you think they're going to behave after this? Are they going to get more aggressive or less aggressive? Okay, so BuzzFeed, owned by a bunch of the lowest form of human life, put out a fake story about Donald Trump in Russia, making up a whole story about him. And, of course, CNN ran with the story because they're also a pile of garbage, as you well know. Just take a look at who's on that channel. And Trump just said something you've never heard a president ever say, which is wonderful. This is why we elected him. First of all, he speaks in plain English. He called them what they are, a pile of garbage. He did not parse words. He didn't make it sound polite. He's not a polite man. That's why we love him. That's number one. He also said that they're going to suffer the consequences. He's going to sue them. He will sue the slime. And I hope when he's through with them, they wind up where they belong, which is cleaning latrines in Syria. The one off note for me was the lawyer he brought out, the tax attorney, to discuss his business interests and the disengagement from them. And this, I thought it was a mistake. I know why he did it. First of all, I've never seen a president or an incoming president ever bring out someone to speak for him in the middle of a press conference. That was an odd, odd move. I'll be very clear, I didn't like it. Secondly, she was terrible. She may be a fine tax accountant. She's a terrible public speaker, and she did not do him a good service. I know what Trump and his people were thinking. They put her up there to blindside the press, to hit them with so much information about the tax code and taxes and divestment that they didn't know what to say after that. I get it. Strategically, it was smart, but visually, it was not smart. Okay. But how did you think Trump did is the real issue, because I think he did great, and I think it set the tone for what's coming. Now, Trump's War has Battled for America by Michael Savage. I told you I was working on a rush job on this book. Virtually from the day he was elected, my publisher begged me to do this book. They said, can you do the book in time? I said, yes. Well, what is this book about and why do you need it? Well, will he build a wall? Will he impose tariffs on China? Will he deport the millions of illegal aliens? No. Will he deport the illegal aliens in prison as he said he would? Probably. Will Obamacare be gutted? Yes. Will he repeal any attempts to limit our Second Amendment? Will he protect our guns? Yes. Will he increase our military's posture and strength? He's already done so with the incoming defense secretary, who is a real war man, a real warrior, a warrior and a scholar and a gentleman, as opposed to these, you know, there's almost no words I have for what's been done to this country under Obama, so I'll skip it. What about schools? Will he save our schools from the indoctrination that is poisoning our children's minds? What will he do about abortion, late term or otherwise? What about religion? Will the churches be protected in this country? Now, my book, Trump's War, is an essential tool in your battle to restore your faith in America and to restore your own dignity in this country. Why do I say that? Because if you buy my book, and I want you to, I'm being very clear about it, Trump's War is Battle for America, you take it to work, you put it on a coffee table, you will trigger debate, you will trigger discussion, you will trigger discussion like you've never seen before. And I will examine the initial appointments, speeches, tweets, and history of Donald Trump, which I've done already, and I'm going to offer you my insights and analysis in Trump's War. Many people consider me to be the determining factor in driving Trump over the finish line by having motivated millions of undecideds and the deplorables who would have otherwise sat out the election. And my book, Trump's War, provides a crucial first look at the early direction of the Trump presidency. And I'll tell you much more about it today. And I will tell you that the vast army of Trump voters must now galvanize around your ideals and make sure that your voices are heard in Congress in the months ahead. See, that's our battle. Trump has a war, no question about it, but we have a war as well. You see, he faces relentless opposition from special interests in both parties who stand to lose billions or trillions if Trump's America First policies become the law of the land. Not only will Donald Trump have to overcome progressive ideologues and the neoconservative ventriloquists, both in the media and in the Congress, but these neoconservative ventriloquists need to be exposed. He also needs to fight the connected corporate interests and a military-industrial complex bent on permanent war. He will also have to fight progressive beliefs even he and his otherwise conservative appointees have unwittingly begun to accept. And my book, Trump's War, I've been on the front line of this fight for decades, and I know what Trump and his administration are up against. And I lay out a plan and a path to victory for the new conservative American revolutionaries in Trump's war. And I want you to understand that we're all in this battle together. Well, there are other stories as well, and I want to get to them. You know, there's always been sadistic people. There always will be sadistic people. There's always been stupid people and bright people and good people and kind people. But we've never had a situation where we have such a situation, the situation of where the stupidity and evil has risen to the highest levels of government. And even in the face of the liberal Associated Press describing the event as hate crime against the four black suspects accused in the beating and torture of a white man, which was streamed live on Facebook for the world to see, that you have a man who has for a number of years been the spokesmouth for the President of the United States of America getting up there and saying, when he's asked by a reporter, this guy, Josh DeCernis,
if this rose to the level of a hate crime. Well, listen to what he has to say. I mean, he's fit only for television. Listen to this.
I think it's too early to tell. I certainly don't want to predict where the investigation would lead. I think our expectation would be that
all
local
right,
law enforcement
right
would follow the facts.
He's no different than Jake Tapper or Wolf Blitzer or any of the people on the mainstream media. They're all the same. What about your local news? You want to talk about news for a minute? How many years have you given up on watching local news? The guys with the pancake makeup, the girls, you know. You see these trucks in San Francisco from the local television stations, for example. These million-dollar trucks with the cable, with the satellite dish, right? When have they last reported news? I don't know. No one watches them anymore. Maybe you'll watch a local channel for weather, or you'll offer traffic, or a sporting event, or a sitcom. I mean, no one turns to these places for serious news reporting or for serious discussion. Why? Why? Take a look at who's disseminating the false narrative every day. When you have a donut hole like Josh DeCernest, who stood there in the White House for all these years lying for Obama's mistakes and travesties, and now gets up after it's been already recorded as a hate crime, saying it's too early to tell, what does that tell you about Obama and what you've lived through? You know, for years, I wrote a book in 06 called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. Now, listen to this story. Lawyer says an Afghan murderer who attacked cops with a claw hammer did so because driving on the left side of the road in Britain was stressful for him. And see, that's the thing. An Afghan migrant who had been convicted of beheading a woman in the Netherlands walked unchecked into the UK, where he went on to brutally attack two police officers with a claw hammer. But his attorney said his actions were defensible because he said the offense was committed at a time of stress for my client, as he was in a foreign country, and he was very confused by the vehicles driving on a different side of the road. See, there it is. Liberalism is a mental disorder. Now you know why the Brexit vote passed, but it doesn't stop the fools who destroyed England from continuing to destroy England. Captures live stream beating of disabled man as onlooker slams Trump and whites. Second torture video shows teen forced to drink from toilet. Jihadists train and plan U.S. attack from Mexican border state of Nuevo León. This is all on my website, michaelsavage.com. Let's see, Michael Savage newsletter, Savage accepts Hall of Fame award on the left. It's an interesting picture of me behind the award. 54 people shot during first 4 days of 2017 in gun control Chicago. Netanyahu calls for soldier convicted of manslaughter in the shooting death of Palestinian assailed to be pardoned. All right, I don't even want to go into it. I don't do Israel stories. You can't win with that. You know, I don't do an Israel story because it's a given that Israel should survive. It's a given that Israel's the best country in the Middle East. It's a given that the Jews built something out of a desert sand and the Arabs are jealous of them. It's a given there will never be a solution to the Palestinian-Israeli problem. It'll never happen. There is no solution. Because the Palestinians just the other day turned down a two-state solution. They're not going to be happy until the Jews are kicked into the sea. Now, you know where that's going to end up. The Jews are not going in the sea so fast. So there is an answer to that one, if they don't want a two-state solution. The answer is a one-state solution, the Jewish state. And then Jordan and Lebanon and Saudi Arabia are going to have to take all the Palestinians. But they don't want them, and it's never going to happen. So there's no solution to that. Secondly, the Palestinians are going to rightly say it's their homeland, and they've been there since the age of their ancestors. That is true. Okay, so what are you going to do with that problem? Trump cannot solve that problem. No way he can solve it. Which is why I don't talk about it. How can you talk about a problem for which there is no solution? There's no point to it. Did you know that identity theft goes beyond what you can see on a credit report? And it goes beyond what your bank can alert you to? You see, identity theft encompasses many things beyond what most people think. Identity thieves can open new accounts in your name, rent or buy properties in your name, drain your 401k, and even file fake tax returns in your name. In fact, there are all kinds of ways identity theft can happen that go beyond what you might expect. That's why LifeLock goes beyond credit monitoring to help protect your identity. They use proprietary technology to alert you to a wide range of threats to your identity. If there's a problem, one of their U.S.-based faith specialist will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can feel beyond good knowing someone is looking out for you in all kinds of ways. Call 1-800-838-9050 or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code SAVAGE. That's SAVAGE. And you're going to save 10% on your membership. Save 10% when you use the code SAVAGE. It's when you call 1-800-838-9050 now. Trump's war began today. You might say that Trump's war began when he took that long, long road to the presidency. And I've been on that road with him from the beginning. And I'm proud to say that I watched him today at his first press conference. And he mopped the floor up with the members of the Society of Professional Globalists. They're not journalists. As you well know, they're all fellow travelers of the New World Order. You know these are the people who oppose the British people. I had the snot nose from BBC with his big accent from Cambridge, wherever he was from, try to out-Trump. Trump laughed at him when he said, I said, where are you from? He said, the BBC. He said, another great organization. And the British said, well, thank you, sir. In other words, they tried double sarcasm. CNN really got mopped up, which is what they deserve. They're nothing but a propaganda outlet. And it was discovered, by the way, today that the leak, alleged leak, about, there was a scandal that they thought they would nail him to a cross with. This was their Jesus moment. Do you understand what went on today? I don't know, many of you probably were working in order to pay for the welfare state that Obama created into the monstrosity that it is. You didn't see this press conference. I was just captivated, and I'm going to try and do my job for you today of showing you what Trump put up with and how he mopped the floor up with the press, because that's what they deserve. They all came with the same exact questions. It's as though they had a meeting in the dugout, and then they went out with the thing, Russia, 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 scandal, scandal, scandal. Turns out it was a false alarm. There was no scandal. As you well know, CNN ran with the fake news of alleged tapes of Donald Trump in Russia with hookers. I mean, let's be clear. It wasn't there. It didn't exist. Who leaked it? John McCain. John McCain should be thrown out of the Senate for this. The Manchurian candidate, John McCain, should be thrown out and be forced to move to the Phoenix Hilton for the rest of his life. He ought to become a busboy in the Phoenix Hilton in order to compensate for what he tried to do to this country. But let's put John McCain aside. It was a press conference that you'll never forget. And it showed you why you voted for him. You will see why you voted for him. He stuck to his guns. He mopped up the floor with them. And all they kept on with the same thing over and over again. Putin, 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 Russia, 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 sex scandal, sex scandal, sex scandal. None of it was true. None of it was true. There wasn't an iota of truth in it. I want to go back to some of the sound, because I think if you missed it, and many of you don't listen for longer than a few minutes, I get that. He got into a shouting match with a guy at CNN. The guy will never be the same after this. It's like the guy entered a ring with a giant. And he got smeared. Jim Acosta will never be the same. But with regard to BuzzFeed, I want to play clip three. Listen to what Donald Trump had to say about this big lie in 2003.
I think it was disgraceful that the intelligence agencies allowed any information that turned out to be so false and fake out. I think it's a disgrace. And I say that. And that's something that Nazi Germany would have done and did do. I think it's a disgrace. That information that was false and fake and never happened got released to the public. As far as BuzzFeed, which is a failing pile of garbage, writing it, I think they're going to suffer the consequences. They already are.
Okay, he's suing them. That's my guess. Probably his family will sue them for defamation, and he'll win. BuzzFeed is finished. $200 million of investment by NBC Universal. Dr. Michael Savage here from The Michael Savage Show. Many people don't know this, but I was formerly director of nutrition for one of the largest health food chains in the nation. And I got to tell you, Super Beets is one of the most impressive, natural, functional foods I've ever seen in my career. Why? Blood flow, blood flow, blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. levels. Call 800-481-0504. That's 800-481-0504. Or go to SavageLovesBeats.com. That's SavageLovesBeats.com. You're going to get a 30-day supply for free. It comes with your first order. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. You're also going to get a free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You can't beat that. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister guaranteed or your money back. 800-481-0504 or go to SavageLovesBeats.com. So there was a rumor going around yesterday that was released by this disgraceful pile of garbage website called BuzzFeed. Trump called him a failing piece of garbage. He sounds like he's going to sue them. How many people in the media know who BuzzFeed is owned by? Raise your hand if you know who owns BuzzFeed. Raise your hand, because I know. I just got it from a top source. And you're going to hear it first in the Savage Nation, because you don't know who owns it, right? You think you do. Who do you think owns this propaganda outlet that just tried to undermine Donald Trump with a lie about alleged sexual improprieties in Russia? NBC Universal just invested $200 million in BuzzFeed. Take a guess who started this pile of garbage. A Huffington Post alumnus. Did you know that? The same slimy people who ran the Huffington Post, when it was sold, one of the slime balls went and started this. And NBC Universal just invested $200 million in this slimy website, which just tried to smear incoming President Trump. And they're going to pay a huge amount of money in a libel suit, I can guarantee it. Now, what were they saying happened? They were leaking stories, and I saw them yesterday. CNN ran with it, that he was in Russia and he was caught on tape with prostitutes. It was a complete lie. They made the whole thing up. And today Trump answered it in clip four. Listen to this. This is a very historic day today. You had a president who's not even president yet. They tried to rip him apart and destroy him before he even stepped into the Oval Office. Instead, he kicked them like footballs. He drop-kicked them all over the floor, as they deserve. They're lower than a football. Listen to four.
I was in Russia years ago with the Miss Universe contest, which did very well. The Moscow area, did very, very well. And I told many people, be careful, because you don't want to see yourself on television. Cameras all over the place. And again, not just Russia, all over. Does anyone really believe that story? I'm also very much of a germaphobe, by the way. Believe me.
Listen to what he just said. What he was saying is, he tells his own staff that when you go overseas, don't do anything stupid because there are cameras everywhere. So he's saying, do you think I'm stupid enough to do something knowing there's cameras everywhere? Then number two, he says, by the way, I'm a germaphobe, meaning, did you get that one as well? That he wouldn't touch another woman for fear he'd get a disease? I mean, come on. This is good stuff. But there's a bigger story, which is who leaked information from the intelligence community. We think it's John McCain. We think John McCain is the man who did it. There's evidence it was John McCain who leaked it to destroy Trump. We think it's time for John McCain to be censored by the new Congress and thrown out of Congress before this gets ever any worse for him, because I suspect that he made an enemy that he's not going to be able to take on. Top of the Drudge Report, demented McCain turns dirty. Media and CIA fall for golden shower hoax. Spooks get trolled. Spy agencies exposed. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. Even Russia came in today and slammed the nonsense claims being made about a perverted hooker romp. It's all made up. And the man who did it is none other than the Manchurian candidate, the craziest man in the history of the Senate. Crazy. This man is as crazy. You know, they say that even a two-penny clock gets the time right twice a day. This one is a one-penny clock. I did what any citizen would do. Did you hear this story? I did what any citizen would do, says John McCain. I did what any citizen should do. Sworn Trump enemy John McCain admits he handed smear dossier to FBI because he had no idea it was credible. I couldn't make this up. 80-year-old lunatic
anti-American lunatic, admits he handed a document outlining claims of Kremlin blackmail to FBI. He said he was simply a concerned citizen, said the 80-year-old lunatic. Brief statement claims that he received it and gave it directly to FBI Director James Comey because he was, quote, unable to make judgment about accuracy. Can you believe what this... Do you realize a sitting senator smearing an incoming president says, I had to give it to the FBI because I couldn't make a judgment about it? Are you listening to this? It gets even better. A Washington reporter is saying that a former British ambassador to Moscow actually handed it to McCain. The British ambassador has not been named. And the author of the report also gave to the FBI agent that he knew at its station in Rome some months ago. The report was apparently paid for first by Republican enemies of Trump and then by Democrats. Did you hear what I just said? Ryan, did you catch that one? This fake report about sex romps that never happened was first put out by Republican enemies of Trump and then by Democrats. And at the risk of your displeasure, ladies and gentlemen, I need to go back to the description of my forthcoming book, Trump's War, for one paragraph. What did I say to you in the book description? He faces relentless opposition from special interests in both parties who stand to lose trillions if Trump's America First policies become the law of the land. Not only will Trump have to overcome progressive ideologues and the neoconservative ventriloquists, connected corporate interests, and a military-industrial complex bent on permanent war. It's all in Trump's war, and I suggest you make a statement and you go right now to Amazon, you order a copy in advance. I need to drive this up to number one within a few days. Why? Think of the message that will be sent out to the world. If a book entitled Trump's War suddenly becomes number one on Amazon 7 weeks before publication, his battle for America. I wrote it for a reason. You're the reason, not me. I don't need a new car. We need a new president who has the power to take over this country the right way. What a day this has been. He says he's a germaphobe. Now, we're now going into John McCain, who must be censured for this. Listen to clip five on what your new incoming president says about the info leaks from Intel briefings in 05.
I saw the information. I read the information. It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen. And it was gotten by opponents of ours, as you know, because you reported it, and so did many of the other people. It was a group of opponents that got together, sick people, and they put that crap together. So it should never have been, number one, shouldn't have even entered paper, but it should never have been released. But I read what was released, and I think it's a disgrace.
You hear this? So they made up a story about him with sex romps, which everyone's denying, including Russia. It never happened. There is no tape, no nothing. It's just not there. It doesn't exist. And here's the first day of his press conference. He had to put up with the members of the Society of Professional Globalists. It was very sickening. Have you ever seen anything like this in your entire life? A group of jackals like this? Zero Hedge is reporting that a group called 4chan claims to have fabricated the anti-Trump report as a hoax. It's very important. In a story that is getting more surreal by the minute, a post on 4chan now claims that the infamous golden shower scene in the unverified 35-page dossier allegedly compiled by a British intel officer was a hoax and made up by a member of the chat board as fan fiction and then sent to Rick Wilson, I don't know who that jerk is, who proceeded to send it to the CIA, which then put it in their official classified intelligence report on the election. Listen to me. This tells you more about Clapper and the CIA. I think it's Brennan who's running the CIA. This tells you why Brennan at the CIA has not been able to stop one terrorist attack that we know of. Because they're too busy trying to smear patriots like Donald Trump. And here is 4chan's explanation of how the story came to light. Well, I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to read it because it's dirty. It's disgusting and it's sick. The sickest part is that the CIA of the United States of America put this in their official classified intelligence report on Russian involvement in the election. It just shows you what jerks work for the CIA. It's fiction. The CIA is so riddled with morons that they concluded that the Russians planned to blackmail Trump with this story that they made up. That shows you what we have become under the worst and most devious president in American history. He has destroyed every agency he has touched. Donald Trump is the only man that can save us from this demise. Here's a terrible story I have to tell you about it. It's a sad and sick story. I don't even want to read it. It's from Los Angeles, CBS Local. An illegal immigrant is on the run accused of raping a 5-year-old California girl. An illegal alien from El Salvador, suspected of raping a 5-year-old girl in Fullerton, who is on the run today. Rigoberto Arevalo Cubayas, age 30, was just identified as a suspect in what Fullerton police say was a possible sexual assault after officers responded to an out-of-area hospital back in December. Investigators say this being, who is undocumented, may be in possession of a fraudulent California driver's license, and he was suspected of engaging in sexual intercourse or sodomy with a child under the age of 10 years old. Now, wait a minute, it gets even worse. Cubayas has an outstanding $50,000 arrest warrant for a DUI from 2014 under the name Jose Cubayas. And police say he uses multiple aliases in this dumb country of ours. Jose Cubayas, Joe Cubayas, Arevalo, Jose Roberto Cubayas, whatever. Detectives say they believe that Cubayas knows he's wanted by police and he's on the run from law enforcement. They believe he ditched his car and cell phone in an attempt to elude authorities, raped a 5-year-old girl, and committed sodomy with her. Are you ready for his description? Because I'm going to give it to you. He's not a man. He's not just a man on the run. He's a male Hispanic, 5'7", 185 pounds, black hair and brown eyes. That should limit it to about 2 million people. Anyone with information on this piece of garbage is asked to call Fullerton Police Department Detective Karen Wright at 714-738-6754 or anonymously call Orange County Crime Stoppers. I want that wall built yesterday. Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall. And number two, it's all in Trump's war, his battle for America. And this is as important as building the wall. Deport the 30% or is it 28% of prisoners who are illegal aliens who are currently in prison. All the Jose Cubayases need to be thrown out of America. We need to get those deportation buses running as quickly as possible. I live in San Francisco and there's a defunct Department of Homeland Security office that I often walk by on Battery Street. Beautiful granite building. It's a former bank. Well, before Obama became president, there used to be deportation buses outside that building. Big, big buses with cages in the windows, bars. Those buses stopped running under Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama destroyed our borders. He opened them up like a sieve, letting every rapist and murderer walk across the border and get away with virtual murder, killing Kate Steinle, raping, pillaging, whatever they wanted. Yes, I know most of them come here to work. I know that. But there's a hidden factor to all of it. For every worker that you see slaving in a restaurant or cleaning a garden, there's a family member at home who is not working at all. That family member is enjoying all of the milk and honey of the land that you are providing. You are the bees providing the honey for the illegal alien family. You are the bee breaking your back so those at home don't have to work. All they have to do is produce more children for the welfare system. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Well, you could summarize and say that our new battle is really a battle against fake news, but it's not really a new battle. I've been battling fake news for 22 years. And what we saw today with Buzzard Feed is really nothing new. It's just at a new level. What it means now is that they're going to be publishing open libels and slanders. Open libels and slanders will now become the norm from the Society of Professional Globalists. Now, I want to read you something that you're not going to believe. There's an editor by the name of Ben Smith, and his publication is BuzzFeed. We know that, the disgraced BuzzFeed. Listen to what he wrote at the end of December 2016. Quote, fake news will become more sophisticated and fake, ambiguous, and spun-up stories will spread widely. He warned us of that in December of 2016. Ben Smith did, of BuzzFeed. And today he just did exactly that, publishing open libel and slanders against Donald Trump. Can you believe what you're witnessing today? John on KSFO in San Francisco, go ahead, please.
Hey there. Thank you for having me on. Just wanted to get to the point. I'm a representative of 4chan. 4chan is a satirical image board, and it's a small community. However, we started noticing that the media started reporting on us in the mainstream media. And we thought it was absolutely ridiculous that mainstream media, like serious media, I mean, back before the elections, before CNN was completely uncredible, that CNN and Fox would report on 4chan. And we noticed that certain people on Twitter, certain people in the mainstream media in particular, had sort of like an interest in us. So we started...
John, I only have 50 seconds. You're actually making news right now on the Savage Nation. It could be picked up around the country and the world. You're with 4chan. You put out the story for what reason?
To see if it would make it to the mainstream media. We didn't expect it to get into intelligence communities.
You never expected the fake story about the affair and the golden showers to be picked up to begin with, but you wanted to see how far it would go, but you never thought it would be picked up by Brennan's CIA. Is that what you're saying on the Savage Nation, John?
That is exactly what we're saying.
Unbelievable. Well, you just heard news made on the Savage Nation show by this gentleman from the website 4chan, the chat board, that made up the entire fake story to begin with. He did it to see how far it would go. Well, now you know the rest of the story from Michael Savage and all of my great listeners. Thanks for being here.
Wow.